I'm Wally DeLow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Ishpeming School Superintendent Carrie Meyer for an update on things happening in the district. She shared some of the latest information of some of the programs going on, including an upcoming trip to Germany. Here's more with Carrie Meyer.
We have 14 students from our high school visiting Germany, March 12th through March 22nd. Our students will be experiencing the German culture by visiting historical sites, trying German food, and interacting with German students. You know, we really feel fortunate that we're able to offer these worldly experiences for some of these kids. It's their first time on a plane out of the country.
Right, and it's probably a lot that they look forward to and work with making the trips happen, too. You know,
that absolutely. We have staff that put a lot into planning these trips and attending the trips with them, making sure that everything goes okay and making sure that they're putting that connection from the classroom into their experiences that they're seeing. And
is there a purpose? Is it just a international studies kind of thing? Is this a band trip? What is it? Is it just a trip for the students?
Well, we teach three world languages within our building. There is Spanish, French, and German.
Okay.
And our German teacher this year, he does it every couple of years, goes to Germany with his students. So he'll be taking his German 1 and German 2 students who are able and wanting to attend the trip.
I know you've also got something with kids in the 7th grade that are be able to get kind of out of town a little bit and do something a little bit different. What's with that?
Yeah, our staff and students are again planning our annual 7th grade educational field trip to Clear Lake. Clear Lake Educational Center is a place for students to stay and connect with the natural world. Mm-hmm. They focus on environmental sciences, cultural history, natural careers, personal growth, and team building skills.
It's a good place. I know it pretty well. I've actually helped my wife with some projects with things there with some of her students at NMU, and they get involved with this. And this is really a cool place to go and just kind of spend a few days.
Yeah, it's not only educational, but it's a time for these kids to really bond. They spend 3 days, 2 nights overnight, just really doing some team building and learning how to do cooperation. And
you try to do this now with the students, don't you, to give them these opportunities? Why is that, that you want to have that happen in the district?
Well, it's very important to us that what they're learning in the classroom, they're also experiences in real life. So we want to provide our students these opportunities, and we're finding greater growth in their scores and how they're performing when they can actually experience worldly examples of what they're learning.
Our Tuesday morning superintendent series continues. Carrie Meyer in the studio with us today. She is the superintendent at the Ishpeming Schools. One of the things that you do have on the immediate horizon for the district that you are really focused on right now is an accreditation process, a visit from the accreditors that you're looking to maintain a history that's been going for a long time. What's going on?
Yes, we recently underwent an external review, is what it's called, with a visit from NCA, who is the North Central Accreditation. The NCA committee commented during their visit on the many powerful practices in which we were once again given our distinction of accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
Ishpeming High School, like you said, a long time. We have been accredited for over 100 years, and it's a distinction that the district is very proud of, as it holds us accountable for our educational practices, curriculum, processes, and school climate.
And this is an important thing to have for all schools, is to make sure that you have these accreditations to keep your standards high.
Yes, we want to keep our standards high. You know, it's an honor. And the NCA, we were very impressed by the NCA committee, how they felt that our students were supported by teachers, how they promote the Hematite characteristics of being honorable, enthusiastic, accountable, ethical, and hardworking. Those were some good things to hear from those committees. And it's a great honor for the district to hold a North Central accreditation. And we're very, very proud that we've been able to maintain the necessary standards to hold this distinction for over 100 years.
Yeah, 100 years is a long time with that. And then you also have a program coming up for the students that you want to make sure that folks in the district know about.
Well, Birchview Elementary, we need to tell a little bit about what's going on over there. They're preparing for young authors. We have our junior kindergarten through grade 4 attending the week of May 8th through the 11th. And, you know, this is important right now because the students are working very hard preparing their books. And then they're also writing letters to pen pals who are from different schools all over Marquette and Elder County. And one more cool thing that's going on with this is each year our students wear a very unique matching t-shirt. And this year's design was created by two of our students, one in second grade and one in fourth grade. So all of our students will be attending that event wearing that t-shirt. They'll all have their books and they'll make some connection with their pen pals.
And get a chance to learn about writing, learn about, a little bit more about what it takes to be an author, which is always, I'm sure, you've got students that are interested in doing that.
Well, it's an exciting way, very exciting way to promote our writing curriculum.
Sounds like a good program. And lots of things going on. If people have any questions and want to find out more about what's going on in the Ishpeming schools, it's a good way to get a hold of you.
Well, you're always welcome to contact one of our building principals. Vicki Lampinen is our high school principal, and her assistant is Tamara Doney. Mm-hmm. And then at the elementary, we have Bernie Anderson. You're welcome to check out our Facebook page or our website for any information, but please feel free to call on anything that you have questions.
That's Carrie Meyer, superintendent of the Ishpeming Public Schools. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.